For years, we sent each other Christmas cards. Those were the years when life cruised by slowly enough. We scribbled our own handwritten notes inside and included the occasional photo or even a letter. Those were the years we felt cocooned in the knowledge that our lives were on some straight and predictable track. Family photos showed us as attractive young women in our prime, radiant with good health, flanked by the innocent faces of our precious children and our still supportive husbands. Back then, it was easy to have faith, because hadn't our lives turned out so fair? But years passed, and we had all but lost touch. 20 years. Enough time for illness to strike, for marriages to dissolve, for families to be broken, for hope to be lost. Enough time for a kind of shame to set in, because no one's dreams had come true and stayed. We wondered in the back of our minds if, to some extent, maybe it wasn't our own fault. Last summer, we reunited for our first girls' weekend in historic Charleston. During those few precious days, we discovered that in friendship time, 20 years passed like nothing, like the blink of an eye. I looked into these faces I once knew as well as my own, the same faces I remembered from decades spent sharing countless sleepovers, unrequited love, French braids, teenage pranks, and midnight snacks. Yet reflected in those same faces, the reminder, no one's life had turned out as planned. We revealed the intimate details of our lives, confiding about the challenges we had privately and sometimes publicly faced without each other's knowing. Gave thanks to God for dreaming bigger dreams for us than we could have ever dreamed ourselves. We deemed ourselves still magnolias, and owed to our southernness and our ability to persevere. We remembered how to be silly again. God, how I'd forgotten to be silly. We splashed in fountains, made mischief, closed that bar down. We meandered along Charleston's magnificent cobblestone streets, under fringed canopies of Spanish moss. We peeked through wrought iron gates into private courtyards, the scent punctuated by jasmine, boxwood, and oleander. A beautiful couple happened to pass us in a white horse-drawn carriage on the way to their wedding. Clip-clop, clip-clop. As if on cue, we burst into an a cappella version of "Go into the chapel and we're..." And can you actually believe they invited us to the reception? Oh, and we went skinny dipping? Shh, again. 50-year-old bare asses, shiny and wrinkled like newborns. Breasts floating on water like jellyfish in the moonlight. Oh, please don't let me lose my clothes. And laughter, always laughter, even with the tears. Before heading home, we took a final walk along those pristine streets and happened across a patch of freshly poured concrete sidewalk. Who cared that someone else had already written on it? I smoothed away that writing as best I could with a Kleenex and wrote with a stick. Steel Mags. Because there just wasn't room for magnolias. A more appropriate name, I suppose, for girls. I mean women who skinny dip in the moonlight and crash other people's weddings. In a friendship spanning nearly 40 years, we stand as the guardians of each other's innocence and protect that fragile girliness that is too easily lost in this world. Today, we are disproportionately the same as we were then. Older, but a lot wiser. Beautiful, but not young. Time has taught us not to judge. We view each other's skewed lives and tragic missteps with the compassion given to a baby bird fallen out of a nest. We lift each other up with a grace and tenderness that can be difficult to bestow on ourselves. Before departing, we pause to take refuge from the sweltering heat for a brief libation in one of the city's swanky hotels. We carefully grasp the stems of our elegant champagne flutes and raise them high, bubbles dancing to the top like laughter. "To the steel magnolias," we said in unison. Then someone giggles and we correct ourselves. "To the mags." Yes, in friendship time, 20 years pass like the blink of an eye, gone like letters wiped from wet concrete. Yet in retrospect, it is the moments in life, not the years, which seemed to matter the most.